All right, 1380 WPHM. Tuesday morning around this time is when we talk money in the morning with Dave Betts from Ameriprise Financial. Dave, good morning.
Hello, Paul.
We have been through so many things in the last 10, 15 years, and the stock market, I think, has sort of learned not to react to the tumultuous headlines. And we just went through a week where we saw people literally storming the halls of the U.S. Senate. It really deeply divided the country. And yet the stock market, a little bit of a dip here and there, but, I mean, by and large, you know, the bull market continues.
Yeah, the bull market does continue. You know, we've had a little bit of turbulence here these last few days, which we'll talk a little bit about. But, yeah, overall, the bull market has continued to roll. And we're at 9 years, which makes it the longest bull market of all time.
Why do you think that is, and how long can we keep it moving forward?
Well, if I knew how long, that would be really good.
Yeah, right.
I tell clients all the time, you know, the crystal ball is on the fritz, right? It's always hard to foresee the future. But
sure,
when we look at why we've continued to go, I think if you look at the fundamentals of the economy, if you look at the fundamentals that are all around us, they continue to be strong. Corporate profits are at all-time highs, corporate earnings at all-time highs, which is pushing the market to all-time highs. You know, the other underlying factors. Inflation is low, although we've seen an uptick. Same thing with interest rates, which is what's been causing some turbulence here in the market the last few days, is we've seen an uptick in interest rates. But relatively speaking, interest rates have remained low. So if you look at the fundamentals of high corporate earnings, high corporate profits, low interest rates, low inflation, almost non-existent unemployment. Unemployment continues to go down. So the fundamentals of the economy are strong, and when we have strong fundamentals in the economy, the market usually continues to react favorably to that.
And yet, if history has taught us anything, it's that that doesn't always last forever. And so while we may not have a crystal ball that says when we're going to see a dip, we will see a dip. And so what do investors need to do to prepare for a downturn in the market?
Well, yes, you know, all good things come to an end, as they say. And, you know, eventually we're going to see a downturn and a prolonged downturn in the market. I mean, again, we've seen some turbulence the last few days. But when we look at it from a standpoint of long-term downturns in the market, they come our way. We just always have to be prepared for them because you just never know when they're going to strike. You know, one of the old sayings is the bull market doesn't die of old age. You know, the market doesn't just go down because it's been going up too long, although that's what it feels like. I mean,
yeah.
You know, when we think about the markets, but on a nine-year run and a nine-year bull market, we think, well, that just means it's going to go down.
Mm-hmm.
Well, traditionally, there's usually something that comes along to spark that. And maybe we're seeing some of that stuff. We're starting to see some pressure with rising interest rates, the tariffs, a potential trade war with China, the increasing wages, maybe some sort of unforeseen military action.
Mm-hmm.
Those types of things sometimes can spark a downturn in the market. But to be prepared for it, I think it's always important that we always look at the fundamentals. We have to look at what are our individual goals, what's our individual appetite for risk. Are we aggressive investors? Are we conservative investors? And it's important that we're always investing according to what our goals are and what our appetite for risk is. So that we don't want to get too far off of that. I think one of the things when we go through a prolonged period of upturns in the market, upticks in the market, we can sometimes maybe lose sight of the fact that we're really not that aggressive an investor because it's easy to kind of get swept up and, hey, the market's doing really well. I should be pushing more of my chips in that direction. And sometimes we get a little out of balance with what our overall goals are.
And by the way, just because that stock ticker that you see on TV shows a downward arrow means the Dow Jones Industrial Average is moving downward, it doesn't necessarily mean that your own portfolio is losing a lot of money. You may be doing better than the Dow Jones is.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the things that's important to realize. You know, we've had somewhat the opposite feeling for a lot of clients this year in that they're looking at the returns going, I hear the Dow Jones is at all-time high, and I see that my portfolio is not doing that well. Well, when you look at your portfolio is designed to do what we want your portfolio to do. What I mean by that is if you're a more moderate investor and you have a very nicely diversified portfolio that includes stocks, bonds, alternatives, and the like, some of those things are not all making money at the same time, and that's by design, right? We don't want all of the pieces of our portfolio going up at the same time, just like we don't want them all going down at the same time. So we want to design those portfolios so that no matter what's going on around us, we have portions of the portfolio that are making money. And unfortunately, that means sometimes that we have portions of the portfolio that are not making money. And when we look at what's happening, especially in 2018, we've seen a lot of the more aggressive portions of the portfolio, the really small to mid-cap growth stocks, some of the large-cap growth stocks, the tech stocks.
Yep.
We've seen some real growth in those portions, but we've seen a lot of downward pressure in things like bonds and international, especially when it comes to the emerging markets. So while we're making money in parts of the portfolio, there's other parts of the portfolio that are going backwards, and therefore more of the diversified portfolios aren't seeing a lot of the huge returns that maybe we sometimes see on the TV or on, yeah, listen to on the radio.
That's why we need to review periodically what we have in our portfolio, because sometimes we can get weighted in one particular area without even meaning to. We get an acquisition here or there. We, you know, buy some of this, something rolls over, and all of a sudden, oh my gosh, I'm really heavy in tech or biomed or something like that. You need to check and see what you've got.
Yeah, you certainly do. And one of the things you want to look at is rebalancing the portfolio on a pretty regular basis, because, you know, as certain parts of the market grow faster than others, sometimes our portfolios get a little out of whack. So one of the things we talk about is rebalancing a portfolio, or weeding the garden, so to speak, and making sure that we have the best investments possible, but more also making sure that we're in the right balance. Because if we have a portfolio that's designed to be, let's say, 50% equities and 50% bonds, and all of a sudden we go through a 9-year period of time where the market's been expanding, yeah, well, maybe that portfolio, if we haven't been rebalancing during that period of time, is up to a 60 or 70 or even 80% equity exposure. And then we have a downturn and the portfolio goes down more than we expected. And that's because we said, wait a second, we are a moderate investor. Well, we were a more moderate portfolio when the expansion started, but because the market has grown so fast over so long a period of time and we didn't rebalance back into our targets, maybe we find ourselves more exposed to equities than we thought.
Dave, does your phone start ringing when the market does take a bit of a dip? You get 2-3 days strung together of losses. Do people start to panic a little bit?
I don't think so. In my client base particularly, I don't know that that's something that happens. I think most of the clients that I deal with have been there, done that, mm-hmm, sort of thing. They've been down that road. They know what to expect. But I do think, and it's normal for anybody to be a little bit nervous when we start to see the values of, yeah, our accounts slipping. And I do, you know, as always, you're going to have a client or two that always have questions about, should they be doing something different? Is everything fine the way they have it? But because if you're looking at it on a regular basis, which you and your financial advisor hopefully are, you know, those are types of things that won't necessarily cause you too much panic, because you're kind of prepared for them. You know that you're doing things the right way and you're checking up on them pretty regularly. And I think that gives you a sense of comfort.
Oh, that's right. When you have a client, you're not just meeting with them once, starting things, then, well, we'll see you when you retire. I mean, you do meet with them on a regular basis, don't,
absolutely,
you?
Absolutely. I think it's important, you know, at a bare minimum, we tell clients we want to meet at least once a year annually, mm-hmm, to go over things. But most clients we meet with every 6 months, just to kind of give everything a once over, make sure that we're doing everything the right way, making sure that everything's on track, making sure the portfolio is allocated correctly. So I think regular checkups with your financial advisor is just as important as regular checkups with your dentist or your doctor or any other professional. You want to make sure that you're looking at things pretty regularly and staying on top of them.
All right, so the market losses this week we're not panicking about, right?
I wouldn't be panicking, no.
Good. All right, sounds good. If somebody wants to talk to you, Dave, what's the best way to reach you?
We can contact the office by calling us on the phone. The number is 810-987-5370. You can always go to my webpage. You can go to my Facebook page. You can follow me on Twitter. Any of those things, whatever is comfortable for people, we like to make those avenues available.
All right, Dave. Hey, thanks for coming in. Always appreciate it. We'll see you again next week.
Thank you, Paul.
Dave Betts with Ameriprise Financial in downtown Port here on Money in the Morning on 1380 WPHM.